Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha, everybody. Hey, it's KP here. We're just on the beautiful 3:30 in beautiful Hawaii, and I just was. We're doing some things here today that you know, there's a lot happening, and I don't know. There's sometimes it's kind of like I want to. There's times when I feel like I want to just. You know, I kind of almost get tired of posting stuff about stuff, and not really tired, but it's like, you know, there's so much going on. I would have to say that the energies that I'm feeling, you know, that are coming through, you know, my own consciousness is like, well, there really is a lot going on, and it's I would say for myself at least, and I can only speak for myself, but it's important to stay independent of the energies, some of the energies that are coming out. Some of them are very, you know. Some of them are part of the chaos, and some are really part of the higher energies rising up. And so it's all happening. Seems like it's all kind of all going on at the same time. And I know that I brought this up before here and there, and that's all I can tell you is my own perception of things. And each person really needs to kind of look at things for themselves and feel what, you know, see what you get from your higher self. But I think that's part of the deal. You know, chaos is, you know, chaos essentially can lead to, does lead to a higher, can lead to a higher order. And, you know, that is important. So, you know, it's like, if you understand that, it's like all this stuff that you see going on, perhaps around the planet in one way or another, you know, in one form or another, whether it's a false flag or this is going on and, oh my God, these people are doing this and those people are doing that. And then there's, you know, and then of course there's the political so-called leaders, you know, well, so-and-so's going through this and so-and-so's going through that. And then there's Trump. And then it's like, well, Trump did this and Trump did that. And then, of course, one part might say that's wonderful and then another part might say that's terrible. There's a lot of, I would say, you know, I'd say an important thing, at least from my viewpoint, is to, you know, stay, remain free from the judgment deals. That I can't prove that that's the way to go, but it's like the judgment of anything. And for myself, it's that's kind of the way, you know, that's kind of the way that it's been going for me. I really don't try and evaluate or judge anything these days. Especially the things that I may not quote agree with. What is that anyway? It's like, you know, it's like the ego. The ego wants to have everything its own way, and so, you know, that's the part that is reactive. You know, really staying free from the ego is, I guess, the bottom line of what's going on here. So to me, it's all view, you know, really viewing from a higher perspective is very helpful, at least from my viewpoint. It's very, very helpful. I can't say exactly how to do it. I was just trying to look at, you know, you don't have to see everything. You don't have to even look at everything. You know, just take one moment at a time, and it's like, oh, that is reported to have happened, and that reported to have happened, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. So, you know, one of the things that came out was the title of this. I mean, usually a lot of times I don't get the title. I don't get that title until, you know, like just before the show starts, like 20 minutes or 30 minutes before I'm going to do a, you know, this KP radio thing. But tonight it was like at about 6 o'clock, something like that, you know, 6 o'clock. I very clearly got that, I was to the title. This was, let's see, 5 hours ago. So that would have been about 7 o'clock that the title came. It was like absolutely, four syllables, but absolutely, and not talking about stringed instruments here. A lute is a beautiful instrument. I've heard many different kinds of lutes in my you know, my lifetime on this planet, and I have seen people play a variety of different kinds of lutes. I mean, each one has its own resonance, and typically a lute has a rounded back, so it's more of a rounded back. And perhaps that's kind of like what's going on here. You know, we're looking at a rounded picture. We're looking at a round picture of what's going on. One thing that came out for myself was that you know, this whole thing is, you know, what's happening now, many things that are happening now, and I'm talking about on the 3D, and I should, you know, it can be 3D, 4D, 5D, whatever the deal is, a political D, everything. It's all music to my mind. It's all music to me. It's like a music. The lute, you know, absolutely. It's like, wow, the lute is like, oh, this beautiful music. And I can guarantee that there's a lot of people who would never see it that way and who couldn't believe I would even talk about it that way. All I can say is, you know, when the title came out, that was kind of a perfect title. And it was like, yeah, there's all sorts of sort of music being played. And I feel like a lot of us are perceiving it as the music that it is, the harmony that it is. You know, it's sort of like, you know, there is a harmony of we'll call it efforts going on. Can be energetic, you know, on the 3D, and even in the so-called political circles, I think there is a harmony going on. There's a harmony of efforts. And it, to me, I view this as a worldwide phenomenon, what's happening. What's happening in the U.S. is kind of a special situation, because it is the point of you know, the U.S. is like the current node of chaos, if you want to call it that. At least that's how I'm viewing it. It's like it's the current node of chaos. Now, there was a pretty major event that happened in Saudi Arabia, and we know that the Q person talked about this thing about that this was being exposed, that's being exposed. And first there was Saudi Arabia, then there would be the U.S., and then there would be, I think they said, the EU, and then there might have been, and then there was Asia. So it's like it's going, you know, from here to there, and then to Asia, and whatever needs to be cleaned out is going to be cleaned out. And currencies are going to be, you know, not only reset, but they're going to be backed by valid things. But the U.S. is a current node of chaos, and that is okay. There's all this stuff going on, and you know, so-called marches and so-called, you know, a lot of these marches, I guarantee, they are funded. They are strongly funded, probably Soros funded. But whatever the deal is, if it gives people opportunity to kind of express themselves, well, that's great. To me, it's a great circus. A lot of people are in the circus, and I know, I don't know anyone personally, but you know, when you're in the circus, it's like, I can tell you, you're expressing who you are. And people can call it a circus and say, well, this is just a circus. What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything to me. But, you know, a lot of these things that are happening, to me, a lot of them, it's like I just kind of view them as entertainment. You know, it's like viewing these things as, you know, we're in this wonderful show. And, you know, that to me is kind of a helpful deal, too. You know, it's just viewing, you know, viewing these things as entertainment. And you can say a lot of different things about it, but all I can say is it's just, all I'm saying is we've done our work. A lot of us who have worked with the energies or have gone doing missions continue to do that. It's like the whole thing has been set up. And anyone who is involved in this, whether it's just actually doing like certain energy mission type work, if you want to call it that, or even if you're just supporting someone who is doing it or aligning with the intent of, okay, well, we're going here and I don't know exactly what the intent is, but maybe you align with, okay, something good's going to happen over there. So we'll just sort of, yeah, we'll do this. And some people, thank you very much, have even sent, you know, when you send a donation, to me, it's like I'll use it for gas or for, you know, for airfare or something like that to pay for my own expenses. And a lot of times I'll end up, you know, just donating to someone else. Maybe somebody at $20, someone might need some money and I'll meet somebody and, you know, that it'll go that way. But to me, it's like viewing these things and maybe I'll call them event things as entertainment is very helpful. So that's all I can say. That's for me. It is entertainment. There's a lot happening. I think the Q posts are entertainment, you know, because it's like it's giving us clues and we have a chance to sort of be a part of it and to, you know, to say, oh, well, this came out. What could this mean? What could that mean? So, you know, the Q posts are entertainment. A lot of people say that, you know, Q is essentially Trump or at least related to that group. You know, this essentially military administration. It's essentially a military administration. The people who have come in there are from the military. So maybe you could say that Trump is entertainment, and the whole administration is military entertainment. So one thing at a time. But things appear to be addressed, and they're being addressed, and people who, you know, we'll call them the dark forces are being taken out. So I really don't want to spend a lot of time on some of those things. I will say, here's a few questions I was kind of noting this afternoon. And this is when the title came to me. First of all, am I glad I'm on this planet right now? The answer was, absolutely. Am I glad the Alliance is working on freeing the planet right now? Absolutely. am I glad that all of the MSM is being exposed for what they really are? Absolutely. And am I glad that the DJT, we know who that is operating in the U.S. president position right now? Absolutely. And am I glad for the Q, for the Q posts? Absolutely. And so the last one I'll put, am I glad I have coffee right now? Absolutely. And am I glad Myra is lying on her cardboard bed in my office right now? Absolutely. So to me, it's all music. It's all music. It's all this beautiful symphony being played. And it's like, everybody's kind of playing their role. They're playing they're playing their role in this whole thing. And it's kind of a deal where, I don't know how it's going to end up and what's going to happen, but to say someone else, let's just put it this way. Everyone's role is important. And one of the things that that does come up is these people who are coming out now, because of the Parkland, Florida thing, whatever that was. I strongly know it was one of the many false flags that are being brought out right now, just like Las Vegas was and all these other things. But even those people who are up there, even it's very obvious, and it's so right out in their people's faces, that the ones who were out there in front, they've all admitted that they're actors. They are actors. They're either in the drama club or so on and so forth. They have been, from what I can tell, they've been trained to do what they're doing. So, they are actors, and they're doing a wonderful job. So, I just don't take any of it serious. I'm not going to take it serious. So, if you want to take it seriously and get all bent out of shape about so-and-so or so-and-so or so-and-so or this other so-and-so, go ahead, go right ahead. But that's not something that I'm really into getting into right now. So let's see what else. I did want to bring out a couple. I'll tell you what, as I was getting ready for this show, the latest Gaia Portal, the latest Gaia Portal just came out. And I don't spend a lot of time always on, on talking about this, but it's kind of a thing where it was just kind of an unusual one. I don't always pay attention to it, but it talked about the Isles of Wight, WIGH. The Isles of Wight. Well, I knew that I'd heard of the Isles. I thought of the Isles of Wight. And it turns out there's only one. There's only one Isle of Wight. And it's just off the southern coast in the English Channel. At the top of the English Channel and at the bottom of England. And there's sort of this, there's a special name for it. Starts with an S, but there's a big channel, something like I was reading on the Wikipedia post that it was like 2 to 5 miles wide, and then there's a point where it gets real close to the coast. So I've never been there, and I've never been to England. I've never been to Europe except for Barajas in Madrid, the airport. That's the only time I've ever been to Europe. But it just was kind of amazing. So I looked it up, And it did have something to, I guess I have to look at my blog, the blog post here. There's something about, you know, something about an, it's an island off of the main England. And I read that it was like a popular resort kind of an island. The queen would, one of the queens had a, had a nice house there, and, you know, probably a castle, of course. But when it said Isles of Wight, that kind of made sense to me that it was talking about more than just a 3D island, just one island. It was like the Isles of Wight, and maybe there's more on higher levels and higher dimensions that we're talking about here. But to me, that really, it says Isles of Wight, stay the course for all humanity, where Hue is H-U-E. To me, that usually means like a rainbow, a person, someone who's awakened, has higher consciousness, a higher awareness of what's going on the planet, but also aware of a higher purpose to it all, higher things. So I'm not sure what that means exactly. Maybe someone who reads that post can put something on Facebook or comment on Facebook, or you know, I'm also on WeMe, M-E-W-E, and also on Gab, and the links are off on the side, the blog roll on the side of the right hand side of the page. But the druid, now, one line, so let me just read the whole thing. Isles of Wight stay the course for all humanity. Elements of brilliance shine upon the druid regions. Now, that was something. Creatures of the past are released. The new path is unveiled. So I looked up druid, and of course, I'm sure many know about this, but a druid, according to, you know, the Wikipedia page, is or was a member of the high-ranking professional class in ancient Celtic structures. So I think the Druid regions may point to the Scotland or Ireland areas. And, of course, there's so many sacred places over there. And so, you know, elements of brilliance shine upon those regions. So we'll see what that kind of that points to. Specters of the past are released, and a specter, as I understand, is sort of like a vision. Look that up quickly. I believe a specter sort of like, I always consider it sort of like a ghost, you know. Let's see, a ghost, phantom, apparition. Maybe, yeah, okay, a ghost, phantom, apparition. Let's see. So, apparitions, ghosts of the past, are released. Wow, that's pretty good. Now, this is for all humanity, all awakened humanity. And it's very important that as we go through this, that we, that we release, to release those specters, of the past. In other words, things in the past, in our own timeline, that are holding us from moving forward. And, you know, I can tell you, I'm going to say everyone I know is going through such stuff. Everyone I know. Everyone. I don't know. I shouldn't say everyone. Not every single one. But there's so many people that I know who are awakened that are like, they're going through all this stuff. We're all going through it. I'm continuing to go through it. I've had major awakenings to stuff I needed to release. I've had major, major, just sort of painful. Sometimes it's almost painful. It's like, oh, man, crap, I wish I didn't have that to release. or I wish I didn't have this to release or that to release. And a lot of times they're small, but then a lot of times there's this big thing that comes along and it's like, I see it. All of a sudden, I see it. So this Gaia portal, you know, the whole thing, elements of brilliance shine upon the Druid region. So, you know, it's kind of like the Druid regions, you know, these high professional, high ranking professional class, in this case, in ancient Celtic cultures. Well, elements of brilliance are shining on all of us. And they're shining in, this cosmic light is coming in, it's shining upon us to illuminate what the specters that need to be released. And after that sentence, then the final line is, the new path is unveiled. So I believe someone from Norway pointed that out to me, that I saw when I last show I had, there was a grasshopper on my screen, little teeny tiny grass, less than a half inch. And there was, he mentioned something about, well, a grasshopper represents that you're about ready to take a new leap. And the new leap is coming. So a leap into the unknown, and I don't know exactly what that's going to be. So currently I am in the unknown, but, you know, this Gaia portal is really a pretty impressive, I'll just call it an impressive Gaia portal message. So, you know, lots of inner stuff. So take a look at that, and, you know, you can feel out what it means for you. And, you know, there's a lot of, yes, there are a lot of things going on. There's a lot of other things going on. Let me just quick go down this. Besides the coffee and the mocha, there's a couple of interesting videos. The Paul Joseph Watson one was quite fascinating. I'm not even going to get into the Benjamin Fulford. There's a whole lot of stuff going on there. But, you know, it's like the whole, all these reports and all these messages that are coming out are showing that we really are moving into a new, really a grand new paradigm of existence. You know, it's really a grand, brand new paradigm of existence. And in fact, we're in it, not right now. The words that just came out were, we're into it. We're into. So I would say enjoy the new paradigm, enjoy the new messages, and we will continue to do what we're here to do. We will continue to be who we are here to be. And with that, I think I'm going to just say aloha. It's been about 30 minutes. And we'll see where we go from here. So aloha. And with that, we'll end with wonderful Brada Is Sovereignty Song, E Ala E.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Ea la ea, 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 ea. Ea la ea, 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 ea.